Passover to Pentecost, Daily Devotionals. Unleavened Bread, Day 7. Today we count Day 7 of the Omer, 44 days until Pentecost. Excerpt from Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, Day by Day, page 23 and 24 by Pete Scazzaro. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. At the end of the 3rd century, in the deserts of Egypt, an extraordinary phenomenon occurred. Christian men and women began to flee the cities and villages to seek God in the desert. They discerned how easy it was to lose one's soul in the entanglements and manipulations found in society. So they pursued God in a radical way by moving to the desert. They became known as the Desert Fathers. Society was regarded by them as a shipwreck from which each single individual man had to swim for his life. These were men who believed that to let oneself drift along, passively accepting the tenets and values of what they knew as society, was purely and simply a disaster. They knew they were helpless to do any good for others as long as they floundered about in the wreckage. But once they got a foothold on solid ground, things were different. Then they had not only the power, but even the obligation to pull the whole world to safety after them. By Thomas Merton. How do you hear the words of the Apostle John today? Do not love the world or anything in the world. 1 John 2:15. Pray with me. Lord, in order to be with you, I need you to show me how to create a desert in the midst of my full, active life. Cleanse me from the pressures, illusions, and pretenses that confront me today so that my life may serve as a gift to those around me. Thank you.